USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of investors on social media is getting rich by driving up the stock of GameStop. This has large hedge funds on edge. As far as the legality of things, entrepreneur Mark Cuban says,
yeah, but it's not really manipulation. It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks. They'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off, you know, and let people see what's going on.
Cuban speaking on CNBC. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is ripping Republicans for holding up the confirmation of Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security.
The Republican minority has forced the Senate to jump through a series of procedural hoops that will further delay the confirmation of one of our country's chief national security officials.
President Biden is gearing up to possibly reform the Supreme Court.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's that time of year again when the doomsday clock is updated.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare, that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A person in New Jersey with underlying conditions is dead from the UK COVID-19 variant. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy saying the number of UK variant cases in New Jersey now stands at 8, including a 10-year-old.
The science on it is early. Based on what folks think so far, it's more easily transmitted, and the jury's out on whether or not it's more lethal.
More news, as always, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.